there was an incident at the high school, and after hours, about, it sounds like maybe 8 o'clock. Can you just kind of explain what is all, what all information do you have at this point?
Right. What we have so far is we know last night at about 7:57 p.m., we were called to the Keokuk Senior High School building in reference to some shots being fired. It appears that somebody outside the building shot two rounds that actually went inside of the building, one through some glass and one through some other construction materials, did go all the way through those, through the window and then through the other materials also.
What part of the building are we looking at?
Sure. We're looking at they call it the A-Wing or Academic Wing, is on the Orleans Street side, where Orleans turns into Washington Street as you go around the corner. There's a doorway there, and then the building goes up several stories.
Is it and for people, the reference, was it one of the big glass? I mean, that one side is just all looks like glass. Was it one of those?
Sure. I think what you're talking about, Jason, is that whole section of the building now is glass on both sides, mm-hmm. and on the far end that faces Washington. And it was on the end of that building.
Okay. In terms of what, I mean, and obviously the question was any injury in relation?
No, not that we know of. We have had no reports of anyone being injured.
There were people in the building, though. Who was in the building still at that point?
Sure. We know that there was some faculty some students in there, and I don't know exactly how many were in there.
How close were they? Were they in the same wing of the building? Were they in a different part of the campus?
Sure. There were people that were in a couple of different areas in that building, and some of them were close to that section of the building, but not that end of the building. And then there were some in another location, I believe, towards the music area of the building.
At this point, any indication as to why or if this was – what are you classifying this as at this point?
Sure. I've heard people say different things, and we're not classifying it yet. I mean, we have to know the circumstances around it before we would try to figure out what was going on with that. And we just don't have enough information right now to say exactly what this act was, because we don't know yet.
In terms of your investigation, did it involve today interviewing people at the school? Kind of, how are you approaching this?
Sure. The officers that responded last night did a really good job. They canvassed the neighborhood. They interviewed the people that were there, gathered a lot of information. The news media has actually been helpful in getting this message out. There was a lot of misinformation that goes out initially because you know how it is. Word travels very fast anymore. So there was some misinformation going out at first, and you don't begin to know where that goes or how to track it down. But the media got the message out, and we've also, as a result of that, had some people call us, giving us some more leads to follow up on. And that's what we're asking for today. We believe we've interviewed the people that we're aware of, and if there's anybody else that we're not aware of that has information, we're just asking them to give us a call so we can follow up on any other leads that they may have for us.
So you've already got some information beyond the people that were there last night. You've had some leads come in as part of this.
Yes, yes.
In terms of any extra security, did you have any extra officers on campus today? How did you approach that?
Right. Because you don't know what's going on, we'd rather be safe than sorry. So absolutely, we did. We took some extra measures, and we're going to continue to do that just in case. You never know.